Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich, brought to you by Aqua Systems and GAF Roofing. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
Good afternoon. Welcome into Ride at Home with Rich here on 97.1. It's Todd Bachman and Jake Spurgeon with you, filling in for Rich Horace this week. But we'd have a great show planned for you. As always, we'll have our home hack of the week. We'll go on the road with Jake. He has a really great story he wants to tell about a client that he visited, how his expertise came into play to help out a client of ours. So, Jake, thanks for coming on. I certainly appreciate it.
No, always happy to be here. Thank you, Todd.
Yeah, great show planned here. So we're going to be talking about some of the most asked remodeling questions that you get from homeowners, that Mosby Building Arts gets from homeowners. Jake and I work for Mosby Building Arts. That is a design, build, remodeling firm based out of Kirkwood, Missouri. It's been in business for over 70 years. Jake himself has almost 20 years experience in the remodeling industry. So we got a good knowledge base here on our side. So we're going to be talking about some of those most asked remodeling questions and also questions you should ask before doing a remodeling project. We're going to try to get you a step ahead with your project, make sure everything is going to go well for you in that process. So, Jake, some of the most obvious questions we get, maybe the two most obvious questions, the elephants in the room, as they may be, how much are my project going to cost?
Yep.
How long is it going to take? So when a client comes to you with those questions, how do you broach that subject?
Well, I typically, at that point, I've typically reviewed kind of the scope of the work, what their type of project they're thinking about. We've walked through and bounced some ideas off each other. So I have a general idea of, you know, how long it could take, and do based on time and what materials and finish level that they're thinking about. We can have a very candid and honest conversation with homeowners on what the investment level for their space and their project will be. And then as far as time, you know, everybody says, you know, how long is the project going to take? It also depends on the scope and what types of materials are chosen and if it's the materials they choose are readily available.
Yeah. And going back to price, you know, we've been in business a long time. You've seen a lot of projects. We can kind of give you a general rough idea, but nobody really should be able to give you an exact cost right off the bat, correct?
No, not at all. We give a pretty good honed-in range based off what our first conversation is, and that's what our design process is for, is to get that price to a more accurate number for them.
Exactly. It's kind of like walking into a car dealership. If you walked into a dealership and said, okay, how much does a car cost?
Well, what options do you want?
Exactly. It's a pretty loaded question. So there's a lot of investigative work to do on our end, and we need to get all the information as possible to give you that accurate price. Okay, so let's say I'm a homeowner. I'm thinking about doing a remodeling project, and you know, there's a lot of options out there as far as who to turn to. We got general contractors. We got small independent contractors or firms. We got design build companies like Mosby Building Arts. What are the difference between these companies And what should I look for in these companies when I talk to them?
Well, it really depends on your expectations as a homeowner, what you want the process to be for your space. Some homeowners are happy working with a, you know, an independent or kind of a one-man show operation. Investment levels pretty much going to be on the very low end of numbers there. But there's a lot, typically going to be a lot of footwork involved with that homeowner going to pick out their own materials. They're kind of responsible for design. They just have somebody that will put in whatever the homeowner tells them to install. That's kind of what that independent has. In the middle, you kind of have the general contractor. So still a smaller company, might have a few employees. Maybe they have, you know, one, you know, head person or one owner that's typically running the first appointments, meeting with clients, and then, you know, they might have one or two jobs going at one time. So still a lot more footwork involved on the homeowner to go probably get their own materials, probably no help with design there. They don't, that company might not have an in-house design team. So more effort on the homeowner's end, more time. And then at the other end is design build, what we have at Mosby, which is a team of installation, production team, design team, and coordination all in one company.
Yeah, and so it's really going to be, there's things that you can think about, convenience factor, stress factor. I mean, if you're going to be doing a, you know, going with a small independent firm or one-man operation, a lot of decision-making is going to fall on your end. There's going to be maybe some other things that you have to do. Maybe you have to call subcontractors or other, you know, types of tradespeople to get involved that the other contractor, you know, so you have to think about that. With design build, you know, you're going to get a one-stop shop, but it's probably going to come at a premium, right?
Yeah. I mean, typically a design build firm is going to have a little bit of an elevated price point compared to an independent contractor.
Which makes a ton of sense because they're going to be doing way more work and way more heavy lifting than a one-man operation. Okay. So we thought about our project, who we're going to go with as far as the company, and now we're going to be thinking about the nitty-gritty of the project. Does my project need a permit? That's a big question that we get all the time.
It typically always does.
Yeah.
It's rare that a project does not need a permit. St. Louis County's rule is if you open 2 square feet of drywall in a room, a permit is needed. And that's hard to do with almost any project, a bathroom, a kitchen, a lower level. Any new walls that you're building, if you're removing a wall, that needs a permit. So almost always the answer is going to be most likely yes.
Pretty much. Only if you're switching out light bulbs. That's pretty much that it really boils down to. So, and, you know, the permit is important because it triggers the fact that the county's going to come out and inspect that. It's going to be up to code. It is important.
Yeah.
Is it a hassle sometimes? Certainly. Is it a cost? Absolutely. But it is important.
Be.
You know.
And I always warn homeowners when homeowners ask certain smaller companies about permits, that company might say, well, do you want a permit? And that's not really a question for the remodeling company to ask the homeowner because, I mean, there's rules and laws in place to protect the community and the health and the welfare of the buildings and the safety of the community. So hopefully your contractor is using licensed people to perform the works and getting permits.
Essentially what that company would be asking is, would you like us to follow the rules and laws?
Correct.
You know, that would be kind of weird if, you know, you had someone out in your house that's going to be doing any other type of work or, you know, and they say, I could follow the rules and laws or I could not.
Yeah.
You probably would want them to. That makes, when they're going to be getting into your house, it's such an investment that you want to make sure everything's being done
plus
correctly.
The ramifications when you go to sell that home, I mean, on that disclosure statement, it says, has work been done? Has permits been pulled? And it asks for a copy of that permit number. So that real estate agent and that paperwork you fill out, it asks, what's the permit number?
Yeah. So it's a headache for you when you go to sell your house. It could be a headache for the person inheriting or buying your house. Mm-hmm. It's just not good karma.
Just get the permit.
Just get the permit.
Get the permit.
You know, bite the bullet and do it and know you've done it right. You kind of mentioned this when we were talking about the different types of options for the companies that you could go with for remodeling. My project itself doesn't need an architect. How do you know that?
Well, typically, any type of new, if we're doing a room addition or relocating load-bearing walls or doing structure work, removing walls, adding walls, that typically does require a permit. There are some municipalities in St. Louis now that are requiring architectural stamp on a kitchen remodel. So there's no structure happening, no load-bearing walls being relocated, but certain cities are requiring an architecture seal and a stamp on those plans for the permit.
Now, is that just to make sure that, you know, everything's in order? What's the logic behind something like that? If we're not moving anything structural, why would an architect have to be involved?
It's a higher certification level to just kind of another glance at things to make sure everything's correct, that it meets current code, that it is, you know, just architecturally and design-wise is good for the family, for the house, for the community.
Gotcha. Okay, that totally makes sense. All right. Will I have to leave my house when I remodel?
Depends on the company you work with.
Yeah.
when a client asks me that, I always say absolutely not, because at Mosby, we specialize in having our homeowners live in the home while the work is taking place. We do it in phases, and if it's a whole home makeover, we make sure we have some spaces for them to live and to for us to do work on a certain half of the house, and maybe we switch when one side is done. But no, we set up dust protection. We set up a temporary kitchen. We make sure that there's some type of facilities available if it's a bathroom remodel and there's only one bathroom in the house. So we work with homeowners on that coordination part.
And dust protection and just protecting the house itself is huge when looking into a remodeling company.
Absolutely.
I mean,
especially if you have, you know, if there's habitants in the home, like little kids or, you know, mom and dad, are they sensitive breathers? Do they have asthma? We're going to be touching some walls that might not have been open for 20, 40, 50 years, releasing dust into the house. And hopefully the company you're working with is going to seal the plastic up pretty well for dust protection and keep that dust out of the living spaces.
You mentioned old homes. Make sure that they, you know, are lead safe certified.
Yep. Mosby and myself included, we are what we consider a certified lead remodeling company. So we're allowed to work on homes that potentially have lead in it. So we test for lead and make sure that none's there. And if it is, then we follow the proper steps to make sure it's removed.
Yeah. Not only lead, but asbestos as well.
Mm-hmm.
If for some reason they're going to be breaking up old asbestos tiles or anything like that, I mean, you need to make sure they get a remediation company in there that's going to make sure they're going to do that right, because that obviously is a major, major safety concern.
Oh, and hopefully the company you work with, if they open walls and find asbestos-wrapped HVAC work, they're telling you, hey, by the way, these ducts are insulated with asbestos. We need to have a company come in really quick and seal the area off even more, just a little bit more, and then get this out for you.
Yeah, absolutely. That is very, very important. Is my company that I'm working with, or is my contractor that I'm going to be working with, insured? You know, why is that such an important point?
Well, even though all companies really try their best to be safe with your home and the stuff that you have in your house, and themselves included, heaven forbid something gets damaged, somebody gets hurt, it's important that that company has liability insurance, so they're not going after your personal homeowner's policy.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that.
No, not at all.
It's equivalent to somebody slipping on ice at your house. I mean,
exactly.
Technically, you know, they can take action there.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's just protecting yourself, your home. It's protecting the contractor as well. So being insured and licensed does not necessarily mean, though, that you do quality work.
Correct.
You know, I hear people ask, you know, are they licensed? Are you insured? You know, I want to make sure you're going to be doing quality work. Those two things don't necessarily go together the time.
Not at all.
Yeah.
I wish they did, but unfortunately they don't.
What about references? So we hear that all the time. You know, luckily being a company that's been around for 70 years, we do have, you know, a large amount of our reference base is huge.
Maybe just a few.
Just a couple.
Just a couple.
When they ask you about references, how important is that?
I really am a big advocate for references. Just to see how was that experience through design, how was that experience working with, you know, myself, how was that through during the construction process, and how was it after the project was finished? If there were repairs or touch-ups that needed to happen, how fast did the company come back out and do those repairs. And I always tell homeowners, don't just ask about a reference that was 6 months ago or 3 months ago or a week ago. Say, I want one from a recent one and maybe one that's a year or two old, and then I want a five-year reference. How did that project hold up after 5 years? What was the quality of the installation there?
What about, can I see my project in some form, whether it be 3D rendering, some sort of drawings, things of that nature? We're growing up in kind of an HGTV culture where a lot of these TV shows show these visualizations of projects, and it's very enticing. So it makes the homeowner want that with their own project as well. So can we see those types of drawings?
Yeah. At Mosby, typically with a design build company, you will get an opportunity to have 3D color renderings created of the space that you're remodeling. So you can visualize how it looks with that wall knocked out or a wall added here, or that addition, how it attaches to the home. What do the roof lines look like? Some companies just, you know, they work with an outside architect and they just create a blueprint, and you get elevations and a floor plan. Well, it's hard to visualize, but what does that really look like in real life? So I highly recommend asking about 3D renderings for your design.
Yeah, and it's pretty incredible how amazing they can match that rendering to the real life product that's going to be in your house. And it's only going to get better with technology. That is a big part of it for sure. What about as far as the material and selections? Do I have to get those on my own? Do I have to go shopping and pick all those things up?
No. With a design build process, we encourage homeowners to let us participate with you. We take you shopping to our different suppliers or showrooms and guide you through picking the materials and telling you, you know, this material, here's the pros and cons of this product, here's the pros and cons of this one, here, and kind of help you, you know, with colors and how they will all work together in a space. So we don't kind of let you off the leash and have you go to town by yourself and be lost. We want to help hold your hand and guide you through that.
That's excellent. That's very comforting to hear if you're a homeowner looking to remodel, that there's options out there that will allow someone to be able to hold your hand during that whole process, because it can be certainly overwhelming. Jake, so far, excellent stuff. We're going to hit the break here. But on the other side of the break, we will have our home hack. So stay tuned for more Right at Home with Rich on 97.1.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, here's Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right, we are back with Right at Home with Rich here on 97.1. It's Todd Bachman and Jake Spurgeon filling in for Rich Orris this week. But we have a home hack, just like Rich has his hack every week. This hack revolves around winter weather and snow. I have two hacks for you, actually. One of which is when we're shoveling snow, it can be a pretty hard time. But to make it easy for you, a little bit easier, there's a great hack that involves coating your shovel with cooking spray, oil, or wax. So that means the snow when you shovel is going to slide right off of your shovel. It's going to make it easier to shovel, and then it's also going to make it easier to clean that shovel when you're done shoveling, and we're going to store it away until the next snow. The second one is an interesting one about covering your boots, your snow boots, with socks. So actually, according to a New Zealand study, socks over your shoes surpass shoes over socks for walking on slippery snow or ice. So wearing socks over your shoes, you know, does appear to be an effective an inexpensive method to reduce the likelihood of slipping on icy footpaths. Now, I will say, if you're going to be doing this method, probably don't use socks that you plan to wear again. So maybe use some old socks. But there you go. Some, you know, a couple hacks for you to help you during some winter weather. We recently had some winter weather a couple weeks ago. It wasn't huge, but it was, you know, a little bit of a significant fall. I mean, you know, it's always that cliche thing where they predict the weather. It's going to be more than it is. And yeah, it's a dust. It's a dusting, but
that's interesting about the cooking spray on the snow shovel. It makes sense because usually I'm putting cooking spray on my kids' metal saucers
yeah,
to go sledding.
Yeah, just
to
reference the Christmas vacation
to get some extra speed.
Absolutely, you know? Yeah, it's kind of that same
land speed
methodology.
Record.
Yeah, land speed record. There you go. So you can use the cooking spray for your shovel and then also for your sled as well.
There we go.
Yeah, so let's get back into the topic at hand. We're talking about the most asked remodeling questions or questions you should be asking before you start a remodeling project. We got onto the topic of picking out materials and selections. So let's say we've got all of those picked out. We're going to be starting our project. What is the company going to be doing with all of these selections that I just picked out? Where are you going to be putting all of this stuff in my home that's going to be remodeled?
Mm-hmm. Well, some companies, hopefully, like Mosby, would have a warehouse where we can stage all the materials. We set up a section in the warehouse that's just for your stuff and check it off the list as it comes in, because we don't want to start a project until all the materials are ready, because that's a big delay factor for projects, is waiting on something. But as the project begins, we do start to bring things out to the house that we need for maybe that day or that week and store them in the home, because a lot of materials, especially wood products, need to acclimate to the humidity level and the temperature, typical temperature of your home, before it's installed.
Wow, that's a great point. I've never thought of that before.
Hardwood floor material has to be in the house about 5 days ahead of time. Wood cabinetry needs to be in your house about 5 days. It's got to adjust a little bit.
Yeah.
We don't want it to swell or shrink when it gets from our climate-controlled space to yours, because it might be two different humidity levels. The ambient temperature will be different. So it's like introducing a fish to a new fish tank. You got to let it adjust a little bit.
It's like getting into a hot tub. You just got to take it easy. Just go and slow. You can't just dive right in, or you'll burn yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually a fantastic point. I've never thought of that before. Yeah. So as far as preparing your house, your actual house for the remodel, what are some tips you have for homeowners?
The big things are really anything that you want to keep, like plates or silverware or artwork, take it down. You know, if you have some family heirloom pieces and stuff, put that in a different room, safely store it in a box, put it far away from the remodeling space, just so it's not damaged, that we know that it's going to be in great condition during the project, and as well as you can bring it back out when the project's done. So just really taking care to pack things that you're not going to need during the remodel, and to keep, maybe if it's a kitchen, keep some cups and plates and stuff like that that you might need for meals and stuff.
There's one good thing, you know, as far as Mosby is concerned, you know, if we're going to be doing a kitchen remodel, we do offer up what we call kitchen boxes to our clients, to where we do have some things that they could have as far as cups and plates and napkins and other things that may be helpful for them during the time that we're remodeling their kitchen and they have to set up a temporary kitchen station. Can you talk a little bit about that as far as setting up that temporary, you know, kitchen area for when you're remodeling a kitchen?
Yeah, some big things I always recommend is, you know, we take your existing refrigerator and move it into, like, maybe it's the dining room or a little corner of the living room if it's a kitchen. We get the fridge moved over there and plugged in, so you still have all your fridge stuff. Maybe a toaster oven, an Instapot or a crock pot, a hot plate, a little countertop microwave, and the all-important coffee maker.
Yeah.
I can't live without coffee, so hopefully that's included in that temporary kitchen. And it's usually just a folding table, and you have a few things there. Some clients I recommend make some casseroles ahead of time that you can put into a toaster oven and cook, so you don't have to eat out all the time.
Right.
Because that can get a little old.
Old and expensive, that's for sure.
And probably your digestive system's not going to be very happy with you.
Probably not. And this is where the secondary, the man fridge, the garage beer fridge comes in handy if you have one of those.
Yep.
Obviously, you can store all that. Might have to depart with some of the beer in the fridge, unfortunately. But you know what? It'll work out just fine for you when sure. you're remodeling your kitchen. So when am I expected to pay for the project? Now that I'm, you know, going to be doing this project, what are the payment structures like? Can you give me a little bit of idea of as far as what different companies may be asking of me for that?
Yeah, every company is going to be different and have their own typical payment terms. At Mosby, we recommend, we follow the Better Business Bureau's guidelines for remodeling project or construction project payment terms, which is a small percentage at agreeance to do the work, another percentage when the work starts, usually several months later, and then as work progresses, certain percentages are, you know, as work progresses, payments progress. So you're kind of paying as you go. And then at the very end, having a small amount that's held back that the homeowner holds on to until all punch list items are complete, everything's in working order, you love the space, you've used it, it's fully functional, it's passed inspection, and once that's completely done, then that final, you know, final amount can be paid to the contractor. And that's what Mosby follows, and we find it very successful with homeowners. They like it.
Yeah, unfortunately, you may run into contractors that ask for half or the full amount or some very Ooh. Large sum of money up front, and that can be, you know, red flag for sure.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, you know, you want to make sure that when that project is going on, you know, it's going on the right track that you want it, and you didn't depart with a bunch of money mm-hmm. that you, for some reason, you can't get back. So this is where doing your research, talking to companies, making sure you vet them is going to come into play, because when we're talking about a remodeling project, a lot of times it's going to be, you know, big money. It's an investment into your home. So you want to make sure the company that you're going to work with is going to, you know, have the respect for you and your investment.
Absolutely.
So the project's, you know, maybe done and something goes wrong or something's, you know, maybe installed incorrectly. This is where warranties come into play.
Yep.
How important is that for companies to be offering a warranty?
Extremely important. Even though they might have great references, even though their work looks beautiful on the website, it's just important that the company stand behind what they do. You know, it's pretty typical in the industry to have maybe a 1 or 2 year workmanship warranty, a labor warranty, because the products themselves are going to lean on the manufacturer warranty. But not the installation itself is covered by the company that performed the work. And it, 1 year, 2 year warranty, very typical with remodeling. We happen to, at Mosby, have a 10-year workmanship warranty. So for a decade, we're going to stand behind what we build and that it was done correctly and it will hold up.
Yeah, and that's so important. It's kind of tips off people to how the business, how the company you're going to be working with, you know, does business. If they have a 10-year workmanship warranty or a long extended warranty, there's probably a good chance that they're going to be doing quality work because they're going to stand behind it for so long, mm-hmm. you know. And with Mosby, it's a very easy process as far as if there is a warranty claim. You just give us a call. You can fill out a form online. It's super easy. And we get out to you as soon as possible to take a look at what sort of situation's going on with the remodel or the product or what it may be as far as your concern with the project. I want to maybe taper back a little bit here. As far as a company that's going to be using a lot of subcontractors, design build firm like Mosby, we don't have a ton of that. You know, we're a lot of in-house work, but there are mm-hmm. companies that do use a lot of subcontractors. Are there things that homeowners should look at when there's a company that's going to be, you know, bringing in a lot of other people into their house?
Yeah, I ensure that the company that they're going to be using, like if it's an outside electrician or plumber, make sure that company is reputable as well, that they are going to take care of the home just as much as the contractor you hired takes care of your home or should be, that they're licensed and insured, that they have a good reputation. And then anytime outside companies are involved, you want to ask about, you know, for example, lien waivers, you know, and ensure that, you know, that not only are you getting one from the contractor, but that those suppliers are supplying them as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What about when the project's starting, They're going to be doing the work every day. Will there always be somebody on the project every single day? Is that a good sign of a company that's going to be doing good work?
Yeah, work should be taking place every day. There typically is not a lull in any of the construction. If there is, I usually find that that's due to poor scheduling. And it's, was it planned well? It wasn't executed well? Are they waiting on materials or things weren't coordinated as best they can be?
Excellent. Very good information. So we're going to take a break here. On the other side of the break, we're going to go on the road with Jake, and then we'll wrap up the show here on Ride at Home with Rich 97.1.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich, brought to you by Aqua Systems and GAF Roofing. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
All right, we're back here with our last segment of Ride at Home with Rich. Todd Bachman, Jake Spurgeon, in for Rich Horace this week. We're talking about the most asked remodeling questions that we get. Also, questions you should be asking before you do a remodel. But right now, we're going to go on the road with Jake. He has a great story to tell us about a client he recently saw. So, Jake, tell us a little bit about a job that you went to take a look at.
Yeah, I recently met with a client who has a it was a couple, and the husband has a medical condition that's going to be having him decrease his ability to walk and use his arms and legs and some mobility issues as he ages. So the wife was very concerned, didn't know who to turn to, so they just happened through a recommendation to have myself and Mosby come over and talk with them. And it was great to meet with them and kind of set them at ease a little bit. They didn't know what to expect through the husband's medical condition. So I talked about like a front porch lift that, you know, he eventually will be in a wheelchair. So let's have a front porch lift put on so he can get up to the front porch and end the home. And then we took a look at the bathroom on the main level there and talked about let's widen the doorways. Let's get the shower area a little more accessible. Let's add some grab bars. Let's get the toilet in a location that's really easy for him to use. And it was really awesome to be able to set their mind at ease and just to see how they went from very frantic and worried and didn't know what to do to a really good direction and a plan and a goal on how to help, you know, help them, you know, through this time.
Yeah, that is great to hear. And that plays into kind of our discussion we've been having. We mentioned, you know, what's the difference between a small independent contractor or some sort of general contractor and a design build firm like Mosby? That's the difference right there. Yeah. We have experts like Jake on staff that are certified to go out to talk with homeowners that have these specific needs.
Yeah.
No, so, I mean, talk about that. I mean,
yeah,
that's great.
A lot of the designers at Mosby and a lot of the consultants at Mosby, we have what I always refer to as a vegetable soup behind alphabet soup behind our names, not vegetable soup, alphabet soup, all those little letters shoved in there. And each one of those is a different certification that we've taken. Myself, I have a CAP certification, which is a certified agent in place specialist. I have ADA certification for design. I'm certified kitchen and bath designer. So lots of these different certifications that the team at Mosby has. So we're experts in these different areas, in these different fields.
Yeah. And that's what makes us, you know, a great fit for a lot of people looking to do that type of work. So let's go back to the discussion at hand, some of the most asked remodeling questions or some questions that you definitely may want to ask. So this is for some of the DIY people out there that like to do work themselves. Maybe you're a little bit handy. You are going to be doing a remodeling project. You can't handle it all, but maybe you want to do some of the remodeling yourself. First, you know, we do get this from time to time. This is more common. And other ones is, can I do the demo work myself?
Technically, yes, you can. It's kind of a loaded question. You want to make sure if you do the demo work yourself that, one, you're not demoing too much, or you are going to demo just enough that, you know, the contractor can come in and start doing their portion. And also, you know, safety is a big concern. You know, your electrical, plumbing, is it a load-bearing wall? What's being demoed as part of the project? So, no, it's a little bit of a fine art to demo work. It's not just a sledgehammer to this wall and then, okay, we can start demoing.
Right. While that looks incredibly fun and probably is.
And the safety aspect of it, like I said, how are you going to feel? Are you going to do something that requires you to go to 10 chiropractor visits when it would have just been easier to have the contractor do the demo work?
Yeah, I think some of that people think that it's going to save them a chunk of change. And in reality, it really doesn't.
It really doesn't. And not to be truthful, it's a drop in the bucket as what we can demo a bathroom or a kitchen in usually a half a day to a day.
Right.
Pretty quickly. If it's no walls, if you get the cabinets out, the flooring, the countertops, the sink and faucet and appliances, that's in a day. The average homeowner, it might take them 3 to 5 days to get those things out.
Yeah.
And what do you do with the materials when you demo them? I mean, we have specialized trailers, dump trailers for trash and recycling that we recycle everything we pull out of a job site. Homeowners don't have access to that. So then they have to call and get a dumpster scheduled to come over from a trash company. And they got to call and have it taken away when they're finished. And it's probably blocking the driveway or the garage.
Right.
So in the end, I tell homeowners, it's easier if we just do it.
Yeah. So what if I fancy myself a little bit more of a handyman? I can do some things around the house, and maybe I want to tackle some of the remodeling myself, not just the demo, but actually some of the construction. What do you say to a homeowner looking to do that?
I tell homeowners that Mosby learned well in kindergarten to play well with others in the sandbox. So we are happy to have homeowners, or even if they have maybe a brother or a cousin or an uncle that's a flooring installer or an electrician or a painter, to let them do the work. Great. Have them come over, give back to your family, give them some work to do at your home. We are happy to coordinate around that process. Or maybe as a homeowner, you love to paint. Great. We'll coordinate with you to paint the trim and the walls and give you time in the installation schedule to achieve that.
One thing you have to think about is how is it going to play into the warranty of the project?
Correct.
We can't warranty your work.
Yes, the warranty work is only for most contractors, Mosby included. We only are going to, the workmanship warranty applies only to the work that we perform. So if it's something that the homeowner performed or their family member performed, it's not covered under our umbrella, our warranty, I should say.
Yeah, and sometimes those things can get a little bit hairy. There can be gray areas where you're working on a spot of the house yourself and the contractor or the remodeling company is going to be working on the same area as well. So it may not be super obvious, as, hey, I did the flooring, you're doing the ceiling. It's pretty obvious those two aren't coming together into play. So the warranty's not going to come into effect.
Yeah.
When we're talking about the same area, the same wall, things like that, that's where it can get pretty hairy. Yeah. So what about as far as HOAs are concerned? I'm going to be doing a project on my house. I'm going to be notifying, obviously, we're going to be getting permits from the county and things of that nature. But what about an HOA? Do I have to notify them? What sort of discussion will I have to have with them?
Depends on the project.
Yeah.
I live in an HOA neighborhood, so I'm familiar with HOAs in a way. Regardless of how you feel about them, they have pros and cons.
Right.
But they're typically interior-only remodels. They're not going to have a lot of say in. It's typically an HOA is more concerned about what does the neighborhood look like when you're driving down the street. So any additions, exterior alterations, shingle color, siding color, types of windows and doors, light fixtures, they will probably get involved in that. And you'll just want to give them a call and ask and say, I'm doing this. Is there a process to get this approved? Or is there not? You don't have any rules about it. And they'll tell you. Or typically when you purchased your home, there's going to be a HOA welcome or a letter in there that says, this is what our HOA does. They approve these items. Here's who you contact to let know this might be happening and to get approval if needed.
Yeah. And certainly it's going to be case by case. It's going to be situation,
neighborhood by neighborhood.
Some are going to be a little more restrictive than others, but it's always good to have a discussion and talk with them. Transparency is always going to be the best route in every situation like that. What about as far as the project cost overruns? What happens if there's cost overruns?
Well, typically at Mosby, our design process is engineered so we don't have those. So we have clients pick out everything ahead of time before you finalize the final design and the paperwork, and the selections are all picked out. So we have hard numbers for it. Some companies will have you approve a project based on what we call allowances, or we've budgeted so much for these items. So then you get into, you know, finally go picking these things out and it's extra. And then you have to find out, well, now my project cost me $10,000 to $15,000 more than I was told, because the shopping was done after the fact of agreeing to do the work. So that's why we like to get all those details on the front end. There are unforeseens. You know, we've opened walls and seen termite damage or some leaking that has happened in a window over the years and has damaged the inside of the wall. Unfortunately, that's a true unforeseen. We're not Superman. I can't look through the wall and see that. So, you know, we create a change order. Hey, there's a couple 2x4s. There's some drywall here. There's some sheathing on the outside of the house that has to be replaced. It's this much extra to do it. And we have the homeowner approve it.
Yeah, luckily, you know, with Mosby, you talked about how we really engineer the project and get into the details and investigate prior to swinging the first hammer. Mm-hmm. So a lot of our change orders come from the homeowner themselves, either changing their mind on something or yep. want to upgrade.
Yeah, and that's part of our truth up front. We want to be 100% honest with homeowners. We want expectations to be on the same page with everybody involved. It's just super important to us.
Absolutely. And last question here, we're just going to be running out of time here in a little bit, but what about financing? Do companies offer financing?
Some do. Mosby does. We happen to offer in-house financing for projects for clients. It's a very, very easy process that we kind of go through with a client that you find out kind of instantaneously if you're qualified or not.
Excellent. Jake, thank you so much. You're such a wealth of knowledge, and hopefully everyone learned a little bit out there today. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for giving us all of your information, Jake. And everyone have a great afternoon. You've been listening to Right at Home with Rich.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You're listening to Right at Home with Rich, brought to you by Aqua Systems and GAF Roofing. And now, here's your host, Rich Horris.
All right, we're back here with our last segment of Ride at Home with Rich. Todd Bachman, Jake Spurgeon, in for Rich Horris this week. We're talking about the most asked remodeling questions that we get. Also, questions you should be asking before you do a remodel. But right now, we're going to go on the road with Jake. He has a great story to tell us about a client he recently saw. So, Jake, tell us a little bit about a job that you went to take a look at.
Yeah, I recently met with a client who has it was a couple, and the husband has a medical condition that's going to be having him decrease his ability to walk and use his arms and legs and some mobility issues as he ages. So the wife was very concerned, didn't know who to turn to, so they just happened through a recommendation to have myself and Mosby come over and talk with them. And it was great to meet with them and kind of set them at ease a little bit. They didn't know what to expect through the husband's medical condition. So I talked about like a front porch lift that, you know, he eventually will be in a wheelchair. So let's have a front porch lift put on so he can get up to the front porch and in the home. And then we took a look at the bathroom on the main level there and talked about, let's widen the doorways. Let's get the shower area a little more accessible. Let's add some grab bars. Let's get the toilet in a location that's really easy for him to use. And it was really awesome to be able to set their mind at ease and just to see how they went from very frantic and worried and didn't know what to do to a really good direction and a plan and a goal on how to help, you know, help them, you know, through this time.
Yeah, that is great to hear. And that plays into kind of our discussion we've been having. We mentioned, you know, what's the difference between a small independent contractor or some sort of general contractor and a design build firm like Mosby? That's the difference right there. Yeah. We have experts like Jake on staff that are certified to go out to talk with homeowners that have these specific needs.
Yeah.
Now, so, I mean, talk about that. I mean, that's great.
A lot of the designers at Mosby and a lot of the consultants at Mosby, we have what I always refer to as vegetable soup behind our alphabet soup behind our names, not vegetable soup, alphabet soup, all those little letters shoved in there. And each one of those is a different certification that we've taken. Myself, I have a CAP certification, which is a certified agent in place specialist. I have ADA certification for design. I'm certified kitchen and bath designer. So lots of these different certifications that the team at Mosby has. So we're experts in these different areas, in these different fields.
Yeah. And that's what makes us, you know, a great fit for a lot of people looking to do that type of work. So let's go back to the discussion at hand, some of the most asked remodeling questions or some questions that you definitely may want to ask. So this is for some of the DIY people out there that like to do work themselves. Maybe you're a little bit handy. You are going to be doing a remodeling project. You can't handle it all, but maybe you want to do some of the remodeling yourself. First, you know, we do get this from time to time. This is more common. And other ones is, can I do the demo work myself?
Technically, yes, you can. It's kind of a loaded question. You want to make sure if you do the demo work yourself that, one, you're not demoing too much, or you are going to demo just enough that, you know, the contractor can come in and start doing their portion. And also, you know, safety is a big concern. You know, your electrical, plumbing, is it a load-bearing wall? What's being demoed as part of the project? So, no, it's a little bit of a fine art to demo work. It's not just a sledgehammer to this wall and then, okay, we can start demoing.
Right. While that looks incredibly fun and probably is.
And the safety aspect of it, like I said, how are you going to feel? Are you going to do something that requires you to go to 10 chiropractor visits when it would have just been easier to have the contractor do the demo work?
Yeah, I think some of that people think that it's going to save them a chunk of change. And in reality, it really doesn't.
It really doesn't. And not to be truthful, it's a drop in the bucket as what we can demo a bathroom or a kitchen in usually a half a day to a day.
Right.
Pretty quickly. If it's no walls are being, like, get the cabinets out, the flooring, the countertops, the sink and faucet and appliances, that's in a day. The average homeowner, it might take them 3 to 5 days to get those things out.
Yeah.
And what do you do with the materials when you demo them? I mean, we have specialized trailers, dump trailers for trash and recycling that we recycle everything we pull out of a job site. Homeowners don't have access to that. So then they have to call and get a dumpster scheduled to come over from a trash company. And they got to call and have it taken away when they're finished. And it's probably blocking the driveway or the garage or...
Right.
So in the end, I tell homeowners, it's easier if we just do it.
Yeah. So what if I fancy myself a little bit more of a handyman? I can do some things around the house, and maybe I want to tackle some of the remodeling myself, not just the demo, but actually some of the construction. What do you say to a homeowner looking to do that?
I tell homeowners that Mosby learned well in kindergarten to play well with others in the sandbox. So we are happy to have homeowners, or even if they have like maybe a brother or a cousin or an uncle that's a flooring installer or an electrician or a painter, to let them do the work. Great. Have them come over, you know, give back to your family, let them give them some work to do at your home. We are happy to coordinate around that process. Or maybe as a homeowner, you love to paint. Great. We'll coordinate with you to paint the trim and the walls and give you time in the installation schedule to achieve that.
One thing you have to think about is how is it going to play into the warranty of the project?
Correct.
We can't warranty your work.
Yes, the warranty work is only for most contractors, Mosby included. We only are going to, the workmanship warranty applies only to the work that we perform. So if it's something that the homeowner performed or their family member performed, it's not covered under our umbrella, you know, our warranty, I should say.
Yeah, and sometimes those things can get a little bit hairy. There can be gray areas where you're working on a spot of the house yourself and the contractor or the remodeling company is going to be working on the same area as well. So it may not be super obvious, you know, as hey, I did the flooring, you're doing the ceiling, it's pretty obvious those two aren't coming together into play. So the warranty's not going to come into effect.
Yeah.
You know, when we're talking about the same area, the same wall, things like that, that's where it can get pretty hairy. Yeah. So what about as far as like HOAs are concerned? I'm going to be doing a project on my house. I'm going to be notifying, obviously, we're going to be getting permits from the county and things of that nature. But what about an HOA? Do I have to notify them? What sort of discussion will I have to have with them?
Depends on the project.
Yeah.
I live in an HOA neighborhood, so I'm familiar with HOAs in a way. Regardless of how you feel about them, they have pros and cons.
Right.
But they're typically interior-only remodels. They're not going to have a lot of say in. It's typically an HOA is more concerned about what does the neighborhood look like when you're driving down the street. So any additions, exterior alterations, shingle color, siding color, types of windows and doors, light fixtures, they will probably get involved in that. And you'll just want to give them a call and ask and say, I'm doing this. Is there a process to get this approved? Or is there not? You don't have any rules about it. And they'll tell you. Or typically when you purchased your home, there's going to be a HOA welcome or a letter in there that says, this is what our HOA does. They approve these items. Here's who you contact to let know this might be happening and to get approval if needed.
Yeah. And certainly it's going to be case by case. It's going to be situation,
neighborhood by neighborhood.
Some are going to be a little more restrictive than others, but it's always good to have a discussion and talk with them. Transparency is always going to be the best route in every situation like that. What about as far as the project cost overruns? You know, what happens if there's cost overruns?
Well, typically at Mosby, our design process is engineered so we don't have those. So we have clients pick out everything ahead of time before you finalize the final design and the paperwork, and the selections are all picked out. So we have hard numbers for it. Some companies will have you approve a project based on what we call allowances, or we've budgeted so much for these items. So then you get into, you know, finally go picking these things out and it's extra. And then you have to find out, well, now my project cost me $10,000 to $15,000 more than I was told because the shopping was done after the fact of agreeing to do the work. So that's why we like to get all those details on the front end. There are unforeseens. You know, we've opened walls and seen termite damage or some leaking that has happened in a window over the years and has damaged the inside of the wall. Unfortunately, that's a true unforeseen. We're not Superman. I can't look through the wall and see that. So, you know, we create a change order. Hey, there's a couple 2x4s. There's some drywall here. There's some sheathing on the outside of the house that has to be replaced. It's this much extra to do it. And we have the homeowner approve it.
Yeah, luckily, you know, with Mosby, you talked about how we really engineer the project and get into the details and investigate prior to swinging the first hammer.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of our change orders come from the homeowner themselves, either changing their mind on something or want to upgrade.
Yeah, and that's part of our truth up front. We want to be 100% honest with homeowners. We want expectations to be on the same page with everybody involved. It's just super important to us.
Absolutely. And last question here, we're just going to be running out of time here in a little bit, but what about financing? Do companies offer financing?
Some do. Mosby does. We happen to offer in-house financing for projects for clients. It's a very, very easy process that we kind of go through with a client that you find out kind of instantaneously if you're qualified or not.
Excellent. Jake, thank you so much. You're such a wealth of knowledge, and hopefully everyone learned a little bit out there today. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for giving us all of your information, Jake. And
everyone,
have a great afternoon. You've been listening to Right at Home with Rich.
Get more at 971talk.com.